Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're attuned to the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer. Follow the Word of God. Let's just gather together around our listening device. Let's just join in and worship Him. Have a great concert service in Jesus' name. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as we do each day, we greet you in Jesus' name. What a lovely name. There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. And we read in Matthew and also in Luke that His name is called Jesus. And Matthew says that His name shall be called Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful way to start the day and to have the day in your life? All right, from Jeremiah 32:26, the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Praise the Lord. You need to think about that when you take things to the Lord in prayer. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Well, let's have a great time. And by the time this service is over, we want you to be able to testify you've been in the presence of the Lord. From the Melodies of Praise hymnal, page 10, sing along with us on There is Power in the Blood. Most of you know this. Let's sing it together. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in His life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, one more time, I know there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. John said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And of course, He is the one that taketh away the sins of the world. Look to the Lamb of God, the song says. He alone is able to save you. There's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Let me encourage you today, if you don't know who Jesus is, you've never repented of your sins, why don't you come to Him today and repent? Let Him take that blood and wash you clean, make your stony, blackened heart that's hardened by sin, make it soft and white and beautiful, cleansed by His blood. He will not abide in an unclean temple. Let Him give you a cleansing today, save you and set you free and change your life. We want to pray today that God will save the lost. Our precious promise today comes to us from Matthew 6:10, right from the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Certainly that would be a great thing for us to pray as we call on the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank You today that we can seek You. And Lord, we're glad today that we can proclaim the message of the blood of Jesus, the soul-cleansing blood of the wonder-working power of the Lamb of God. We give You praise and glory and honor today for being a wonderful Savior to us. And we ask today, Lord, that You speak to every heart. Surely in an audience this size, someone needs You, Lord. Someone needs help from You. Someone is looking to You, and someone's calling on You for different reasons. I pray today in Jesus' name that You'll minister to the needs of Your people. Before I came on the air, I was looking at obituaries, and I saw the name of someone I used to know a long time ago. She had passed away. No doubt it's brought sadness to that family. I want You to know today, Lord, there are many that are saddened today because of death, saddened because of accidents, saddened because of other situations in their life. But I'm glad, Lord, You're able to intervene and to comfort the hearts and to lift them up and show them that You're there and be with them. Lord, sustain them and help them and use them, we pray. Father, just have Your way. Just include all the requests that are being made known today. Include them in this prayer, Lord, and hear and answer them. But most of all, we pray You'll save the lost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete. his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. And let's just continue to worship and praise the Lord. I'll give you some contact information at the very end of the broadcast today. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Well, from page 13 of the Melodies of Praise hymnal, here's a beautiful one entitled A Crown of Thorns. There was no crown for him of silver or of gold. There was no diadem for him to hold, but blood adorned his brow, and proud it stained he gave, and sinners gave to him the crown he wore. A rugged cross became his throne. His kingdom was in hearts alone. He wrote his love upon his head. He did not reign upon a throne of ivory, but died upon the cross of Calvary. For sinners there he counted all he owned but lost, and he surveyed his kingdom from a cross. A rugged cross became his throne. His kingdom was head. A rugged cross became his throne. His kingdom was in hearts alone. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we'll continue that in just a moment. Thank you for letting us know that you're there. Send any mail offerings, songs, requests, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website's available, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. A rugged cross